Moncrief on News Talk.
There is a part of Cork where you can visit the Death Star. By day, Micheál Fitzgerald is an engineer, but in his own time, he has constructed a vast series of sets from the sprawling space opera Star Wars. Through channeling the Force, Henry McKean managed to track him down.
Hey Henry, welcome to my spaceship. I'm Micheál Fitzgerald. I'm an engineer based in Killa in East Cork.
Micheál, we're here in this barn in Killa in East Cork. And outside we've got nothing but farm and farmyards and baby lambs. But inside this barn, there is a spaceship. Describe, what do we have here?
We basically have a barn of dreams. We have a barn loaded with a powerful spaceship studio set, which we film sci-fi short films.
Micheál, how did you get into sci-fi? How did you find yourself building a spaceship in your barn? What is it you love about it, and what is your career?
Well, I love football and I love the Stone Roses. So I went to study aerospace engineering in Manchester when I was 17 years old. So taking that aerospace engineering ideas and imagination and the love of film, which I've developed over the years, we are now building our own spaceship studio sets, making our own sci-fi films and putting all those dreams and ideas had when I was younger into reality. If it's on film, it's almost 50% real.
And the thing is, this does look real. So behind us, we have the movie set. And from this angle, we can't work out what's going on inside. We're going to actually walk in. Describe, what are we looking at here?
Okay, we're going to walk by a line of stormtroopers' helmets. We've got a couple of terminal-looking stormtroopers wearing the scars of battle. We're now going to slide our bulkhead door and walk into our spaceship corridor. So this is the corridor for the Marauder, which was our hero craft for the stormtroopers films we've released on YouTube. One was the Raid and one was Siege. And this hero battleship was the main protagonist, and we put it into a volcano in County Waterford, otherwise known as Comishing on Loch. But this is our hero ship.
Wow, so you've made your own movie and put it up on YouTube. I understand it's had millions of hits.
Millions of hits and thousands of feedback. The great thing about making, say, for example, a Star Wars short film, there's an active audience out there. So if you make something, they'll come back to you straight away with feedback, positive, sometimes negative, but that gives another great learning experience. So not just about putting our heart and soul into making the best sci-fi films we can, but also engaging with that audience when it's released so we can kind of grow that community and learn for ourselves how to deal with the viewing public when we go to make bigger and better feature films for real in the future.
Oh, the door, I think it just closed. We're inside the spaceship and I genuinely feel like I'm in a real spaceship. How did you get this look? And you know, we could be going back to 1977, to the original Star Wars, or perhaps the next Star Wars that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, see, I love practical effects. Now, for example, Ireland is a country full of construction people, the carpenters, electricians, plasterers. So basically, I love building things for real, because then the light bounces off for real, and then the light bouncing off for real looks great on film. I love using recycled materials, so recycled lights, recycled metal components, and then creating that kind of architecture look. So if you remember like films like Star Wars or Aliens, like they usually have are kind of rough around the edges and it makes them real. Sometimes you look at Star Trek, which is cool too, it's very clean and saccharine and looks spotless, but sometimes the human eye likes seeing that little rusty panel, it likes seeing the jagged edges, and that what makes it more real and helps connect with a viewer.
And it does feel so jagged and real, and it's freezing in here. I understand in space it's this cold.
It's cold in space. It's cold in Ireland too, so I think that's why we get it so much.
Okay, so we're going to keep walking around the spaceship, and we've got a door here. You made this door. I understand it's made out of fiberglass, and we've got big lights here to open the door. How do I open it?
If you click any switch there, and our magical assistant will slide the door open. And now we're going to walk into this Cargo Bay, which was a mid bay in another film. But we helped out another short film recently and used this for a cargo hold. So all our cargo pods are sci-fi orange. It makes them bounce and pop on screen. We've got like lots of unbroken light lines. I love unbroken lines. Sometimes you see like an LED light on screen and it's broken, but a long line will take the audience eye deep into the shot. And then we got lots of props. Like we've got like various blasters hidden away in our cargo boxes. We've got missile pods charging. You see that light charging away.
Well, this is it. I mean, that could blow at any moment. And we've got these military containers in bright orange that look a bit rusty. They look so real. I actually feel like I'm in some sort of sci-fi movie and that you're the baddie. Or maybe I'm the baddie.
I love being the baddie. They always get the best parts. Think of the guy in Die Hard, the best baddie ever. But the great thing about all our props is that the more you use them, the cheaper you get. So these orange ammo boxes would have been used in the surf in Goat Island in Ardmore for a beach landing. They would have been filmed 200 feet on the ground in the Mitchelstown Caves where a troop of stormtroopers were chasing a target. And we've also used them to set dress different locations. So that's the trick. If we're not filming something here, we can take our props somewhere else and set dress it into the universe to match our own set and our own film.
Star Wars was filmed here a number of years ago. Do you think J.J. Abrams could come back and perhaps use your set?
Definitely. Well, his daughter's dating Paul Mescal, so he's going to be coming back more often than he thinks, I reckon. So maybe we can drop a business card his way. You can see these unbroken lights now bring us down a spaceship corridor into the airlock, which we've converted into a cockpit for another short film. And this cockpit, basically, it's another sliding door. And we have these cool, new style spaceship chairs. The airlock door is now the cockpit window. That green tape can be keyed out, and you can see the stars outside. We can sit into the barber chairs.
So we're actually getting into an old barber chair, but it's been converted into a spaceship chair with buttons attached, and there's a whole cockpit here. And again, it looks like Star Wars 1977. You've gone for a rustic spaceship look. It's so impressive.
Yeah, I love pickups. So pickups is basically when you watch a film or a TV show. It's all that little like off-camera focus items on buttons or switches or dials or triggers. So the key to making your main film believable is to have all these other little shots of flicking switches, lights come on, lights in the corner of the screen. So they're fun to put together. You get like a bank of lights and switches off Amazon for $10 and you wire it up. It's only 12 volt. No one's going to get electrocuted. But they add to the whole ambiance. So like the dream is to get a truckload of switches and paint the walls with switchboards. But sometimes less is more. The ambition is usually really big in a director's mind, but the camera's only interested in a real small rectangular slot. So sometimes shrinking the vision down and shrinking the picture can help achieve the bigger picture, which is a bit of a conflict.
Michal, what drives you? Why did you wake up one day and think, I want to build a spaceship in a barn in East Cork?
Well, I suppose I'm Cork, so basically I've got chips on my shoulder. They're organized in alphabetical and chronological order. And I suppose there's this great Cork spirit where basically we like to kind of show a bit of initiative, show a bit of hunger, and demonstrate our skill set, whether it's in sport or in the arts or in business or in engineering. I'm a passionate engineer. I was lucky to grow up in a construction family, so I've got good carpentry skills. I really want to kind of demonstrate to the world that we can make top class sci-fi films in Cork, filmed in Cork, Wharf and Tipperary locations, which are very close to us, and demonstrate the standard and the crews that we have here can match anything, anywhere in the world. That is the goal.
Do you want to go to space?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what do your family think of you? Do they think you're completely sane, or do they think that you're a dreamer.
It's kind of like that scene in The Life of Brian, you know. Michael's not a spaceman, he's a very naughty boy. Not they're very supportive. So, again, I think sometimes as an engineer, you have the practicalities of physics, but you also need to have that imagination. And having the imagination to put a film studio together and a studio set feeds into the day job. So I can go into the day job as an engineer, and the fear and anxiety you have of trying to solve a problem or work with people becomes less intimidating because you've already built a spaceship. So anything other than that is another problem, is another challenge that just needs to be boxed and solved.
So I understand, Michal, you're working with a real space company.
Yeah, we're very lucky to work with a local-based space startup business called SUAS. So we make prototype models for their launch vehicles that they can take to conferences and communicate the scope of their business to potential clients and the surround. So our spaceships are nearly getting 50% real, which is pretty cool.
So the difference between fiction and reality are closer than you think.
Absolutely. It's all about when you see a kid play with a toy or an engineer with a model, all they're doing is visualizing the thing for real before the investment of time, materials and labor go in. And that's all we're doing. We're just basically maximizing that visualization piece before we do it for real.
How do we find out more about your Star Wars stroke sci-fi film set?
Check out corkracing.ie. You can find out all the Stormtroopers films. You can check out all our racing activities. It's all there in corkracing.ie.
Michal, may the force be with you.
And always with you, dude.
That was Henry McKean speaking with Michal Fitzgerald there. And if you get a chance to look at pictures of what Michal has constructed, it really does look like the real thing. It's quite extraordinary.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.